Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
Hall of Fame head coach Bill Parcells once said, "You are what your record says you are." The Packers are now a mediocre 4-4, and they looked every bit of that in a disheartening 31-26 loss at home to the Indianapolis Colts last Sunday.
The Packers' season was starting to be defined by the plays they don't make more than the plays they do. Early second quarter, trailing by just 7, the Packers had their chances, but Aaron Rodgers missed Jordy Nelson over the middle. One play later, Jeff Janis could not haul in this beautiful throw right on the money down the sidelines. Pinned at their own 4-yard line with 5:44 to go in the first half, the Colts went on a game-defining 15-play, 96-yard drive, culminating in an Andrew Luck 8-yard touchdown pass to Dante Moncrief. It was 24-10 at the break. Trailing by 18 with 9:34 to go in the fourth quarter, Rodgers marshaled 2 scoring drives to get the Packers back in the game, trailing 31-26. On the ensuing series of downs for the Colts, the Packers' defense forced a 3rd-and-10 at the Indianapolis 25-yard line. Dom Capers dialed up the right blitz. Ha-ha Clinton Dix got home, but failed to wrap up Luck, who escaped the sack and hit tight end Jack Doyle for 20 yards at a first down. 3 plays later, Luck converted another third down to T.Y. Hilton, and the game was over.
The last time the Packers were 4-4 was in 2009. They went on to win 7 of their last 8 games to make the playoffs. But this is not 2009, and this Packers team will have to turn its season around on the road. They face 3 straight games away from home starting this week in Tennessee. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.